Blog Talk Radio.
I bet you wish that you would have me. Now you're falling on your front teeth. And I can see your skin is in the breeze.
Co-hosts on the line, Keisha Taylor and Dre are here. We're waiting for Ron to trickle his cell phone in here tonight. What's up, you good old black people?
Hey.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? You out in the woods again, friend?
Girl, I just got home. So it might be that my phone is trying to connect to my Wi-Fi while I'm trying to get home. I'm here. I'm home.
Okay.
What's up, good old black people?
Hey. Nothing much. This has been a week. This has been a week.
Yeah.
It's been a very interesting week.
Yep.
These niggas been out here guiding off to the left and the right. They just out here slipping and sliding, just carrying on with the nonsense.
Slipping and backsliding.
Okay.
Slipping and backsliding. That's what they doing. So we here today. Dre, you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
This nigga in the club.
No, I'm at my cousin's funeral slash cookout. Started
getting down there,
do the body and everything, and then they started cooking out because it felt so good.
Oh, okay.
I wish the world could see my face. What in the world? Okay. But yeah, we here. What is this? I'm trying to figure out if I'm taking my
Go ahead and put that disclaimer on out there. We drink, we cuss. We say inappropriate things. Some of us partake in the cannabis. Some of us don't. You will hear all of the shenanigans tonight. We have a very, very interesting topic tonight.
Yeah,
I can't even keep a straight face. I can't even keep a straight face. Oh, okay.
So, if you have been living up under a rock this week,
I didn't want to say guru because I don't listen to any of his relationship advice. I don't want other people do. Derrick Jackson, you know, the big shoulder buff little head brother, who be talking to people in his car and giving away yellow heads and big body. But he's been giving, you know, he gives out advice and telling all the men secrets to the ladies. A lot of brothers don't like each other. Like, man, you're telling all the business. Well, women are like, oh, we wish that men were just so much more like you. Well, this week, we found out that he's just as trash ass as any other man out here that could be trash ass in the world. Old Derrick done got caught cheating on his wife. If anybody didn't know, yeah, the nigga's married. Yeah. So, here we are, and the jokes that have been on this man, because keep in mind, the man was going through something right this week. He lost his daddy. And so, meanwhile, while he lost his daddy, his mistress, because there's multiples of them, came out and decided she wanted to tell T that she had been in that man's marital bed. Yes, when we say marital bed, the same bed he slept in with his wife. So, old Derrick Jackson, yep, that's his name, Derrick Jackson, comes on to the internet to explain himself. Nigga, we don't care. But okay, explain yourself, that's fine. Then, after he explains himself and he says, you know, I felt like God let me down. What God got to do with, we'll talk about this part in a second. It's just so many layers to this motherfucking story. So then, the next day, he comes on with his wife in her bonnet.
You're not gonna talk about her militant outfit, okay? That was not a bonnet. That was a
helmet of salvation.
Okay.
That was a helmet of salvation.
That was her helmet of salvation. Okay.
That's a motherfucking bonnet. I got a pink one. I got a black one. I got a lot of them. You probably got a couple. But that's your bonnet.
I got a couple.
Do you go to bed at night and say, you know what? Let me go put on my helmet of salvation and go to bed. No, you say, let me go get my bonnet and let me go to bed. Let's get Ron in here. Hey, Ron. Welcome.
See, I'm sitting here and I'm listening. And I could just tell that one of y'all was chomping at the bit to get into this motherfucker. Taylor was sounding like that little Yorkie that you got on the end of your leash. That and then y'all start talking about this shit, and now y'all talking about holes. Yes, holes, helmets of salvation. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, y'all motherfuckers is really on a fucking roll first thing soon as we start this shit. Hello, how the hell are you?
No, nigga, that's you. Good.
We didn't say nothing about hoes. We were talking about the helmet of salvation.
That's hoes.
You know he good with the acronyms. You know he good with acronym, H-O-S, hoes. Helmet of salvation. Yep, that's what we got.
Oh,
put it down, I'm picking it up.
Oh.
This is what we're going with.
Okay.
I'm on my headphones. Well, I've been getting the towels on, got something for my headphones.
But you know what? You know what, Demise? We should have knew she wasn't going to catch that after she said LMNOP.
I did not say LMNOP. I thought her name was Ella. I thought it was something else. I didn't.
You thought her name was LMAO.
LMNOP.
LMNOP.
Oh, God.
LMNOP.
Oh, God. And that was a while ago. Like, that was last year. Shut up, bro.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck if that was the first day you ever heard her name. It was funny and wrong. Oh, my God.
Oh, that shit was funny, and it's still funny
I'm
now.
Just saying, that just goes to, you know what I'm saying, your modus operandi when it comes to acronyms.
Uh-oh, we're using big words today. We're using big words.
Nigga, you got to use a big word after a nigga take a seven-letter last name and reduce it to four letters. J-O-X-N is Jackson now, nigga? What the fuck
yes,
are you doing to your government?
Yo, some, listen to this shit. Like, the world is petty. The internet is undefeated. I don't know who got on Al Gore's internet and did this shit, but why did they find this nigga's stats from college when he was playing football? He only had, like, 11 yards. Yo, nigga, the internet is undefeated.
Undefeated.
No, here's the thing. The award goes to Miss Indescribable. Miss Indescribable, she does, like, parody songs. So, like, she creates songs from, like, you know, songs that are out today. So Bruno Mars and just came out with this song.
Just came out. Song just got
and, well, and Miss Indescribable has remixed it about Garrett Jackson. Baby, when I tell you, this thing gave me life.
We're here for the jokes.
I cried. Listening to this song, I cried tears. I had to replay it again. I saved it. Like, she's undefeated. Like,
and the winner goes.
That's
and the award. For the best song of the year goes to.
Yes, hands down.
Yeah, do that.
And it was quick, too.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, oh, yeah.
It was quick, too. And it's just been, because his whole thing is that he wants to educate women on men. And, you know, you don't have to give your time to no cheating man and blah, 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 blah. And you got to know your self-worth and blah, 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 blah. And if a man ain't doing X, Y, and Z, you ain't got to put up with him and this is that and third. And some of the women in the comments, they be like, you know what? You're right. I don't like it. You know, yes. I know my worth and this is. Sir, all of these videos that you've been putting out the last couple of weeks, as the tea continues to spill, we come to find out that you were shooting these videos in front of the mistress's house.
Shut the front door.
You didn't see that video? Yes, baby. Yes. So it was, I don't know her name. She's a blogger, and she had the young lady on the phone. She had the young lady on the phone, and she was saying that if you look his last maybe like two or three videos, it's him outside in the car, and you see the house with the balcony in it. She's saying that that's her place.
What you doing?
And apparently,
where you at?
And apparently, as the tea is still spilling, there are other women who have come forward at this point.
Oh, Lord. Derek is out here just spreading the love all the way around. Derek, go sit down. Derek probably got a little wee-wee.
I feel like he do.
And here's the reason why I say that. That nigga got a little head and these big-ass shoulders and this little-ass torso. This nigga out here looking like Johnny Bravo.
I'm done.
Johnny Bravo.
I'm done. I don't know if I'm putting up with any more of this shit. I'm going to the fucking funeral slash party with Dre. He said he was at his dentist appointment slash tax, doing the taxes. What did he say he was doing? He said he was at the supermarket slash laundromat.
He said he had his cousin's funeral repast cookout.
The repass slash cook. Oh, my bad, my bad. I thought he said he was buying sneakers and getting his hair braided. My bad.
Why don't you just braid my hair?
No, we're not singing pedophile songs. No.
Sorry. We're not doing sorry. That. But back to Johnny Bravo. You're not impregnated one of these women. Why? I'm hungry, y'all. I'm about to starve. I don't know why I'm hungry. It ain't like.
Oh, but if I say that, because I got the munchies, this nigga just hungry. All right, no doubt.
No, nigga, I'm just fat. I'm hungry. So I'm going to get me some chips and some motherfucking dips. How about that? That's what I'm going to do.
I put your hand up on my hip. I bet you dippy.
I'm dippy, dippy, dip. Put my hand up on your hip. Are we dancing? Dancing. Hey. I'm sorry. Sorry. Don't judge me.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry.
But
let me ask you
this. I got a question. Okay. Go ahead.
Did people really fucking listen to this man and his advice?
Yo, listen, bitches be out here dying for this nigga. Like, I don't understand. Like, yo, first of all, I'm like this. How a nigga gonna tell me how to be a woman if he ain't never been a woman a day in his life? So if you telling me how to be a woman, at some point, was your name Darisha or something? Because
yeah.
You think... I mean, if you don't bleed for 7 days, you ain't popped out no baby, you can't tell me what to do with my pussycat. If I want to go put my pussycat on the worst fuck boy in my life, that's my choice. That's what I'm going to do. You shut up and mind your motherfucking business, because clearly you ain't practicing what you preaching. Now, I could be wrong. Feel like I need a pop, too. Can't drink. Gotta go.
I watched a couple of his videos, and I was like, okay. Like, if I was super young, like, if I just started dating and I wasn't, you know, I didn't have my wits about me, I would have been like, oh, okay, like... I would have most certainly listened to some of his advice, because I could see, you know, young women that are new to dating would have been like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do, and this one I'm supposed to, okay, all right. And, I mean, he does appearances. Them women be going crazy.
Over Johnny Bravo.
Like, going crazy.
Yeah, in my life. Johnny? Over Johnny?
And I said, okay. And I always thought something was off with him, because a while back, like some years ago, like this marriage is new. Like, it ain't been like, you know, 10, 15 years, I don't think, because I remember when he was just messing with a white woman. Like, I remember he was messing with a white woman. He was messing with a white woman, and then that ended or whatever. So then, you know, he came out with another book. And then one day I was on Instagram, and it just came up that he was married. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe him and the girl got back together. I looked and was like, no, this is a black woman. Okay, hey, whatever. And then we didn't see her no more. We didn't see her no more after that. And then it was like, it's videos of him outside in the car, in the garage, on the street, at the Mitchell's house, and everywhere else. And then it's another picture. I guess it was the anniversary, so he pulled that up. And then it's not even pictures of her face. It's pictures of her from the side.
Hmm.
And then it was like, you ain't see her no more. So I was like, well, okay. I just assumed that they had, you know,
that's how she was out there touring with the Temptations and the Five Heartbeats.
I'm done with both of y'all, all of y'all, each one of y'all, the whole lot of you.
Oh, you ain't done with me yet. I ain't even started.
This one here, Dre. Dre been waiting his whole life for this one to fuck up because his arsenal, I mean, every single day, every day since this thing has started, Dre has dropped at least three things that make me just, like, wow. Like, you must have had them in the arsenal somewhere. Where did you have these memes at, Dre? Like, you had to have them, like, locked away for a rainy day because they've been coming.
No.
They've been.
No, see, this is the thing. I got kicked out of, like, four groups because of this nigga. Because the chicks were always posting. They were always posting the fucking the videos and shit, right? And so me and my boy Keyport, we're the assholes of each group. So, these chicks are posting this, yes, girl, get your jack, get your jack, get your jack. They was all on this motherfucker, right? So I made one comment, and I was like, I bet you this motherfucker probably at his damn mistress house right now doing the video. I said that shit first, and he was at the bitch's house doing the video. Then I said, in a breakdown, motherfucker, how did y'all find out this motherfucker was married to a damn white woman, wouldn't he? No, he's a strong black man. I said, if this motherfucker got muscles, don't mean he's damn strong. All that muscle.
Hey, yo, you ain't
going to
share the motherfucking chips. You know you're going to put them shits down. I know that. All right? All right? That I fucking know, okay? Okay?
And then... it was
friend.
Oh,
you're gonna have to mute yourself. I'm gonna log in and I'm gonna mute you if you don't stop now.
Look, I don't know if y'all remember when I posted a damn. This was like a couple years ago. This was probably about 2018, maybe 17. I posted a damn meme about this motherfucker, and that shit got almost 300 hits. I've been trying to go through my shit and find it so I can bring this shit back the fuck up. And all them hoes that was on my page, you just hating, because they're telling the truth about y'all sorry-ass men. Boy, I got a post for their ass if I can find that motherfucker picture, boy, I'm trying to text. Because this motherfucker, not only do he bash the bad one, he bash the fucking good guys, too. And what that motherfucker say? If your man can't afford a personal chef, for you to have to cook and get a personal masseuse and all this other stuff, I didn't have a long day at work. Nigga, you know how many long days that bitch ever had at work? That's Monday through fucking Friday. You ain't tell me I got a motherfucking get a damn a personal cook and a motherfucking masseuse every goddamn day? The fuck? He's sorry. If your man just want to drive your car all the time, motherfucker, how you know he's playing in the shop? But how do you know he didn't buy that car for that motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you just out here just hitting us with the left and the right combos, left and right. You just dogging us the fuck out on the regular. Like, this motherfucker was every day. And then this nigga made a video saying, if the man you want leaves you for a white woman, he don't trust you. He's not the king that you deserve. Nigga, you sticking your dick in a white bitch's throat every day. You sorry son of a bitch.
Wait, what he doing? What he doing again?
No, this nigga asked Tug to repeat it. Oh my god.
What? I just didn't hear that clearly. I just want him to repeat it.
He said he sticking his dick down a white bitch's throat every night. That's what he said.
Yep.
It's a fucking potato chip patty over here. Fucking repeating shit.
I'm going back to my potato chips. I'll be back.
And you know what the part that really bothers me about the whole shit? These dumbass bras out here
still fucking believe in this motherfucker. I seen a couple folks saying, every man fuck up. Dick just did what y'all always do. He's still a good man. Oh, but when Tyrone fucks up, he's a sorry son of a bitch. But this motherfucker right here, after he giving you this all this good-ass advice, he's still cheating on your ass, he's still fucking good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
Jay, how's the potato salad?
That burns my whole motherfucking biscuit, boy. I'm trying to tell you. That shows you how some of these motherfuckers are straight brainwashed, man. Like, oh my God.
And then to add insult to injury, right? So he gets up for it, so now he has to defend himself. So he has this cringe video with him and his wife. Like, he's holding her hand in this video as if though, like, if he let her hand go, like, she's going to run for the door. Like, this is such a cringy video. Like, I couldn't even watch the whole thing. I think I watched
that, maybe, he did that video the day he got busted. That motherfucker hurried up and tried to clear his damn name. And that nigga went straight left.
Himself in the third person. Yeah, I mean, even Derrick Jackson cheats. Nigga, who the fuck are you talking about? Yourself, you mean? Like, yeah, that nigga got issues.
It was just an uncomfortable video. It was just like, sis, if you need help, blink once, blink twice. Like,
blink three times.
Like, the way he had her hand. And then furthermore, like, so, man.
She looked like a fucking swami or some shit. She like a fucking Amor from the 700s. You know what I'm saying? 8th century or some shit.
The way that motherfucker was holding her hand, dog, she holding her hand, that bitch to hit him in the face. That ain't no regular hand hold right there. That nigga had both his hands on her hand, like, bitch, hey, you know, already punched me in my face. We ain't going to do this shit no more. And then this motherfucker come back on with that motherfucking military outfit on. Oh, yeah, she probably been beating his ass.
And my whole thing was You cheated and you got caught. Like, there's receipts. Like, people, like, you got caught. It's phone conversations. It's text messages. It's inboxes. It's endless. And now I got to sit here on live while you tell everybody that you cheated on me. I'm not going to do that. And if I was to do that, here's my thing. No, I'm going to go see everybody before I get on this fucking camera because y'all bitches not going to talk shit about me and how I look. You understand me? I'm going to see somebody about my hair. I'm going to get makeup. I'm going to do everything. I'm already embarrassed. But you're not going to double embarrass me talking about I look crazy and everything else. No, I'm not about to do that.
I'm not about to do that. Call me
petty, call me vain, call me whatever you want to call me. No, I got up there. If I got to sit here and do this shit, I'm about to sit here and look like the baddest bitch.
But you got to look at it, though. Notice that motherfucker, she's looking a hot-ass mess. This nigga went and got an extra fucking medium shirt on, all tight and shit, looking all buff. Like, this motherfucker looks like she just got through making a motherfucking quilt.
Not a quilt.
I'm done.
Like, she just got to knitting or some shit. Like, what the fuck?
Like, she just came back from the laundry.
And see, he got her looking a mess. She looking fly. So in reality, motherfuckers be like, damn, I see why that motherfucker cheated. Look at that bitch. That's all that shit was.
I ain't gonna hold you. I kind of set up too, because it's like obviously, you know what I'm saying, went and saw your fucking stylist and your makeup artist, and you got this bitch looking like she just finished cleaning the fucking bathroom, you know what I'm saying, and just came downstairs and some shit, as she was cleaning the garage or some dumb shit, and I don't get it, I just didn't get it. Right, you know what I'm saying?
And that motherfucker like, hey, honey, we're going to do this live video right quick, come on.
I said, come on, girl.
And her gullible ass, her stupid ass is probably like, oh, shit, you going to put me in one of your videos? Come on, let's go. This bitch looking like goddamn motherfucking Miss Silly coming out of the goddamn stove right before she got to fighting and shit.
Yo, Dre, you remember how The Rock used to come on? Finally. The Rock.
Oh, no, yeah.
Has allowed me on one of his videos.
Exactly.
Oh,
that motherfucker, she was so goddamn happy to be on the video, she forgot to get pretty.
And you know a woman don't never do that shit.
Exactly. Because that'll be any female that I know, especially if it's Miss Potato Chip eating on the other end of this phone. That's on.
And then
come on, baby,
it's going to be,
let's do this video, baby.
Let me show these hoes. Let me kill these bitches.
The way she be in there performing while she getting dressed, that video would have never made it to the damn airways in the daytime. Because she'd
right,
be in there performing,
right,
putting her makeup on, putting all her shit together so she can be fresh to death on that live camera.
Mm-hmm. And I'm got to show my ass.
And I'm about to show my ass.
You about to get, and she was sitting down, you about to get all these titties, and you about to get all these legs, too, okay?
All these titties and all these legs, right.
She would have pinched the shit out that nigga. She would have pinched him all the way goddamn down, where she be doing that little pinch grab shit. She would have pinched the shit out that nigga all the way down.
And Maya had a
What happened? Y'all talking about me? Because I stepped away for a second. Y'all talking about me? I had to put my chips up.
Look at fucking potato chip patty. If you don't get your fucking salty finger ass out of here.
Listen, I'm going to tell y'all right now. Johnny Bravo would not have done me like that.
Johnny Bravo.
She's still calling this man Johnny Bravo.
That nigga look like a black Johnny Bravo. Shut up. Y'all know he do.
Yeah, I bet the nigga's legs is small as shit. I bet his legs is small as he big as small.
Y'all ain't never seen him standing up. That nigga be skipping leg day and be doing shoulder and arm day all the time.
Yep. Big and small. Big at the top, small at the bottom.
Johnny Bravo. But yeah,
I'm dumb, y'all.
Listen. I would not. I'm with you, Keisha Taylor. I would have been like, you know what? You want me to do what? You want me to get on this video and do what? Nigga, I just woke up. I need about 3.5 hours. And I need Sasha to be here, Nathaniel to get here and do my hair. And I need a makeup
artist. The police.
Because you ain't going to have
the police.
And the police, because I'm going to let them know I'm going to bust this nigga in his mouth. I'm drawing blood today.
Because you would have pinched that motherfucker all the way to get a pinch to his ass to death with them two little, that little pony thing in his thumb.
Talking about you going to hold my hand during this interview. I'm not going to hold shit, motherfucker. Like, I would have been cussing him out on the live video. I'm like, I don't want to hold your hand. Stop touching me. Matter of fact, why we sitting on the same couch?
Exactly. What's that game? With my drink also.
I'm going to have me a drink, too.
Taylor, what's that gift from the girl from Love and Hip Hop? She's sitting there with that dress on, her hair done, and she's looking evil as hell to the side and looking at whoever she was staring at.
Because
somebody always posts, that shit is funny as hell. That's what every black woman I know would have been looking at that motherfucker.
And my whole thing is, and then she gets on the next day and she's, you know, defending that shit. Yo, bitch, you out here looking real stupid right now. Real stupid. Like, this nigga is making you look dumb as hell, and you all right with it. Now, here's my thing. Listen, honey, if you okay with looking stupid and dumb out here in these streets for a nigga, that's on you. That ain't going to be on me. That's a you problem. If you okay with it, then fine. But we don't care. We done now. And the fact that you motherfuckers is out here trying to sell a motherfucking book behind this shit. Let me tell you something.
And it's selling. He got more followers now since this shit started than when he had before.
See, no. Young man, I'm going to tell you, they would have had to come pick you up from the hospital. They were like, sir, what? But sir, you're so big and she's so small. What happened? Man, I don't know. She's like the Tasmanian devil when she mad. You goddamn right. Nigga, you out here embarrassing me with some bitches. And then you impregnate them while we trying to bury your daddy. Let me tell you something. Y'all, look, if y'all don't know my life story, I'm about to tell you a piece of it. One of my daughters passed away at a young age. Okay? Prior to that, she was in the hospital. I found out my baby daddy was cheating on me with this girl who was shaped like fucking Grimace and had a nose like Gonzo.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I understand the nature of this, but she looked like who?
She Grimace shaped like with Grimace. A Gonzo schnoz.
With a Gonzo nose. I used to call her Gonzalina. But
I'm done.
What?
See, we can't even.
Well, we're going to get to it.
All right.
So, you know, like ultimately my daughter passed away. And so I'm trying to deal with that and knowing that this motherfucker's been cheating on me, right? So he says, the girl's name was Candace. Keep in mind, Jayla got sick and had the same thing that my other daughter had. She had pneumonia. And so we were taking Jayla to the hospital after the funeral. And this nigga turns to me and says, Candace sends her condolences. Who? The fuck? Forget that this baby is back here in this back seat. Nigga, who? Now, I know
Grimace with the nose, nigga. You know who.
I said, I know you got me all the way fucked up. If you had the audacity to repeat that shit. I said, do you want to be admitted to the hospital today? Keep in mind, this nigga 6'3". Nigga, do you want to be admitted to this hospital today with this baby?
Well, I mean, okay, so I give you credit because you gave him the option. So I feel like
I didn't want to kill myself. I didn't want myself to die. We was driving. That was the
So you gave him the option, and that's always good. That's always good because any other circumstances, I don't think you would have just gave him the option.
We was driving and we was going down the road and I was already in a morning state. So I was like, yo, the fuck. And I get that she, you know, she trying to stand by her man and all this shit because they going through a traumatic time because his daddy just passed. I get that. But let me tell you what you bitches not going to do.
What you bitches you not going to do.
Is try to side swipe me while I'm trying to deal with some shit. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't motherfucking safe. And that's what her eyes looked like. Because she wouldn't blink. It wasn't like the bitch was blinking. She's just sitting there with her eyes wide open. Bitch, blink. I don't trust nobody who don't blink. Trust nobody. Listen, I need you to blink. Because if you don't blink, we're not sure if you're in there. Because at some point, I guarantee you, that sister done checked out. She done checked out.
Oh, yeah.
And I think
what's going to happen with this new development that's just now coming out, I think she going to check out them fucking knives in that house, and she going to check them shits out in his chest. If I was him, now would be a good time to find some other place to be. Like, I mean,
she ain't
now,
doing nothing.
Like now. You don't know that, because, I mean, everybody got a breaking point, and just because she ain't there yet, you never know.
She could wake up tomorrow.
She may be believing
in the Lord and thinking, you know what I'm saying, Lord, we're going to get through this. We're going to do this. You know what I'm saying? But
sometimes, you know what, the Lord.
No, I do not know what you're saying, because ain't this the same Lord that he blamed for the cheating?
But see, that's the thing. Like, right. Like, my thing is, like, you blame the Lord for you cheating because you felt like the Lord didn't have your back. No, what it was is that nigga, you just
that
was like,
bitch
well,
had your front.
Okay. Like,
listen, that's what happened.
You were like, oh, I accepted the Lord into my life, but you ain't had no relationship with him. You see what I'm saying? Because you got to walk into your relationship with the Lord. You can't just be sitting around talking
now
about
you a fucking, now she fucking passed the potato chip. Get the fuck out. You got to walk
then,
into your life.
And then that motherfucker was fucking that old military bitch, you know, left, right, left, in, out.
Probably
didn't
suck
his dick. This nigga is not even funny. I'm done.
Y'all niggas got issues. I did. Dre, I'm not going to hold you. I'm not going to hold you. When I saw her face, I was like, I do get that vibe. Like, she don't do nothing. Like, she's not the best
she's
I got that vibe. Like, she just like that one position, and that's it. I did get that vibe.
Exactly. And them other bitches are sticking it in the butt and in the ear, everywhere.
And in the ear.
I ain't never had it in the ear, nor my underarm. But
Neither have I. Wait a minute. Now, Ron, wait a minute, because that was a long day. Is there something you want to share with us?
I'm just saying, son, you get some of that, you know what I'm saying, that the liquid baby oil and put it under their armpit, nigga. And
there
you
go,
splash, you know what I'm saying?
Here you go.
Bust your pelvis into the back of her shoulder blade, nigga. You could, and then you splash out on her titty in the. Oh my bad. I'm sorry.
We'll circle back. We got time.
The same, man. You make it seem like, you know what I'm saying, it's the strangest thing in the world. You ain't never got pregnant from underarm pussy.
You ain't never got pregnant from anal sex either, but who out here doing all this shit?
Well, I mean, some of us.
Yeah, man, but, I mean, don't get me wrong. If the booty hole is open, it might go there too. But, I mean, I ain't got to pull the panties down for the underarm. This could be real quick and not as messy. You ain't got to take a shower or nothing. You need a baby wipe on your titties.
I'm so unsure about this. I'm so unsure about where this is going. I don't know. This nigga underarm fucking people still.
I mean, and then like if you get an attitude, like I'm fucking taking too long, you could just squeeze your underarm real tight and shit, just lock my shit up in there. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Now, I got a question.
What?
Now, okay, for the deodorant wearing, like, do you, like, all right, so let's say you came home from work.
End of a hard day, deodorant been done. Mm-mm, we want funky underarm pussy.
No. What I'm saying is...
Oh, Lord, no. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So, okay. So it's,
the
other one's
been gone.
So
girl.
You
fuck
get home. So what happens? No, what happens if she get home before you, right? So she didn't, you know what I'm saying? She didn't sanitize and she didn't shower and everything. And, you know, you put your deodorant on, but then you decide... Later on, like, you want an armpit fucker. Like, do she got to get back in the shower to clean the deodorant off? Or is
See, it depends.
Like,
it depends. It depends. If I'm really in the right mood, what I do is I just lay on her stomach, and instead of the baby oil gel going underneath her arm, I put it in the crook between her calf and her thigh and just fuck her right there in that little, you know what I'm saying, the meaty part behind the knee.
What? Okay. Okay.
And then if you fuck in the left leg, you can come with the right leg. You can see how
Done. Back to Johnny Bravo. So clearly Johnny Bravo is busting people down without condoms and is not fucking in their armpits.
Yeah. That's your man though, J A X N. Who the fuck does that to a fucking nice black name like Jackson?
Niggas who ain't happy with themselves.
That's like a nigga put a Z on the end of Williams. Like, nigga, for real? You fucking up a prominent black name? W-I-L-L-I-A-M-Z. Like, nigga, come on.
Who the fuck? Niggas out here niggering.
Niggas are niggering. That's very niggery.
Niggas out here niggering. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I got issues. This nigga over here is worried about fucking underarm deodorant. Nigga, just fuck the underarm. You don't worry about deodorant. This nigga over here, he has to fucking the repass, you know what I'm saying, club potato salad tasting contest. And this nigga over here, potato chip patty, I don't know what the fuck she's doing. Now she passed the potato chip. You got to walk to the Lord. Like, I don't know what the fuck is happening tonight. Y'all niggas are just... We all over the place. What's going on?
We all over the place. We having a good night. We just you know, we just... Because since this nigga decided to be out here niggering this week, I guess we decided, you know...
Niggas is niggering.
So we going to do some niggerish-ass shit this week. Now, I guess that's what that is.
Oh,
you know,
shit. We real niggerish.
Like, at least a nigga nigga rich. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the whole part of that song.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah.
That's funny. So, where do y'all see this in this whole Jackson nigga? You think his people
will
still follow him?
I think these dumbass, gullible-ass bitches are going to continue to follow this little leg, big body nigga. They still going to do it. Nigga, I need to see you standing up.
I'm done. I need full body posts. You say you need no more posting in the car?
No, I don't want to see your selfie, nigga. I don't want to see you live. I want you to be walking around outside, somebody videoing you. You got. Now you a two-man show instead of being by yourself.
Stupid. You can't be trusted anyway to be alone with bitches. You need a chaperone.
So now you need a motherfucking chaperone. I'm telling you, I couldn't be his wife. Yo, I couldn't be. As black as that nigga is, that nigga's eyes would be dotted. You hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
Because you're not going to make a fool of me and then make a video making a fool of me and then make another video making a fool of me.
No.
That's all you've been doing all week.
Another video making a fool with me. The last one was with me.
Right.
Yes.
No. The second, then you made one. I made a fool of myself because I did a video on your behalf. Bitch.
So horrible. Sidebar, Imaj. I was feeling like you because I got that Jack Daniel honey.
Okay. Okay, all right.
I was feeling like you. I was feeling very potato chip-esque.
Shut up, nigga.
Nigga, you the fucking potato chip queen over there. Nigga, over there, I'm hungry. I got the munchies in a motherfucker. And I had some good weed. And hey, this nigga going crunch, crunch.
I'm eating my gluten-free potato chips.
Them shit sounded... crunchy in a motherfucker. This just sounds like fucking kettle corn chips.
They was the Utz, the ripple chips.
because you know they're gluten free.
Yeah, I can tell them shits had ripples. The ruffles have the ridges.
I like sure did, because that's the only type of chips you should be dipping in some ranch dip sauce.
Hey. To each his own. You get that nasty ranch shit. I don't fuck with ranch. But okay.
I like ranch. I don't like French onion. That's nasty.
Fuck with a French onion.
French onion is very nasty.
That's nasty.
Okay.
And I also
And I'm sure so is your vagina, but you don't see me throwing stones.
What? I'm sorry. What happened?
What?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. What did you just say? What?
Go shit on my French onion. You ain't be calling my shit nasty, nigga. That shit tastes good.
That shit's disgusting.
Hey,
I'm going
to eat
cream donuts for a year.
You said you what?
Going to get me some Krispy Kreme donuts for a year.
See, the last part is the part that confused me. For a year? Nigga, how fucking greedy are we? You sure you ain't been smoking? Potato chips and fucking Krispy Kreme
and
what I'm saying? Nigga,
like I don't even eat donuts.
You got some munchies,
like
nigga? You
that's
pregnant, nigga?
Oh, no. I can guarantee you that one is not true. I can guarantee you that. Currently, right now, I can tell you that motherfucking is that's true. Now I am not pregnant.
Oh, shit. I asked a nigga if she had the munchies. She ignored me. I said, you pregnant? She said, oh, no, nigga. We're going to address this right here, right now. I am not.
Nigga.
No, nigga. I'm
not
letting that pass.
You got me fucked up. That's what
got
you
me
said.
All the way fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay. Niggas be answering. Niggas be clarifying shit they want to clarify, right? You see how they do that, Taylor?
Does it get to play?
No, we still back. No. Don't be trying to come to me. We still on what you said. That I didn't get a clear understanding of what you said, but you just started laughing. So what exactly
I'm sure your pussy tastes nasty too, but you don't hear me talking about that.
Now, wait a minute, that is falsehood.
You know I can go in the next room now. You can be very easily proven wrong. You might can go in the next room, but you can't say nothing to him from that room. You know, you start talking loud.
Oh, no, I gotta go in the room. I have to go in the room. I can't. I gotta go
in the
room.
Hey, yo, nigga. If we ain't paid the fucking, know what I'm saying, the two drink minimum, we don't need to be part of the club.
That's why I just muted that ass. I know I don't hear that shit. Some of us don't get to go to work in the morning. I got an hour and a half drive in front of me in the morning.
Ain't nobody paying no entry fee, nigga. Except for you.
Right.
That shit is funny. Nigga said, yeah, I'm here at my baby cousin's christening. My auntie graduated
no,
from beauty
not
school.
The christening.
And it's a repass. We just, it was all the same week, so we just did it today. We just combined all three of them.
Everything. Today.
Every day.
Everything.
I mean, everybody was here, so we just said, fuck it, let's just celebrate everything. It's a celebration,
right.
Bitches.
Celebrate everything. Okay. Yeah. That's what
shit, I really need to get my life together. I swear I do.
Get it together. Get it together, brother.
702, nigga. 702.
Get it together.
I really want to. I really wanna. Oh my bad.
Stay. Yeah.
So, all right. I want to ask y'all a serious question though. Because a person is guilty of an infraction on a moral position, does that mean that they don't have anything valuable to offer to the conversation? So just because this motherfucker cheated don't mean that he can't help with people with their relationships.
Okay, so I get that. Like, you can help somebody with their relationship. Like, I can help somebody with their relationship because I done been through some shit. So I can say, hey, you know what? This is what I may have done in my situation because I've been there. I've done that with you. You know what I'm saying? But this nigga is out here. It's different when you say I've been through this situation versus you telling women, don't you let no man roll over talk to you. Don't you let no man cheat on you. And you out here cheating. If you ain't a walking contradiction, hypocrite, all that shit that's wrong, nigga, you are oxymoron. So
I mean, we all are. I mean, not to go off on all other shit, but we all live in contradiction. But
right.
Just
and
because I'm a living contradiction, does that mean that I don't bring any value to the table?
No, I'm not saying that. You can be, but don't be out here. Okay, if you're going to do your shit, admit to your shit, live in your shit, that's what you do. That's how I can be okay with being a walking contradiction. All of us are. None of us are perfect.
Right.
Okay?
No.
And we get that. But they holding this nigga to the point where he is perfection. No, because so many women was like, do you got a brother?
So then that's
like,
these bitches' problem then, I would think.
That's a you problem, not me problem.
You see what I'm saying?
Johnny Bravo.
Like, if I'm dealing with a female and she put me up on a pedestal, bitch, you the one that put me up here. I ain't shit. I ain't never told you to put me on no pedestal. I'd have told you to leave me on the floor where I was. But no. You know what I mean? That's not me who did that. That's you who did that.
Yeah. People, and my whole thing is like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? But, nigga, don't be out here doing the complete opposite and then doing some other shit. If we're going to live on the spectrum, make all your shit line up on the spectrum like, and make it make sense. Say that, you know what, listen, I got a book coming out. Here's the reason why I got a book coming out that's called, you know, Heal Without Hurting Each Other. Because I messed up. I cheated on my wife. You know what I'm saying? And this book is the reason, that situation is the reason why we wrote this book. Say that shit. Don't be out here blaming the Lord for your transgression. The Lord ain't tell you.
God
that.
Made mistakes too. God be fucking up. God ain't perfect in these streets.
No, the word says God don't make no mistakes. So, no. You can't know. Darryl.
God be fucking up too. God ain't perfect. Who do you think God is? God or something?
God is God. God is God. Period. And I was just like, just don't be walking. Just don't do that. If you fucked up, you fucked up, period. It ain't no need for all this shit and saying, God left me out here by myself. No, you left you out here by yourself. Because you were too busy listening to the voice on the inside. You listen instead of listening to God's voice. So I'm going to need you to shut to the up. Y'all know John Gray, right? The preacher who has cheated on his wife multiple times.
I'm done. I don't know who
the
fuck you're talking about.
His name is John Gray. He's a preacher out of South Carolina. He has like a church or whatever. And he goes on these lavish trips with his mistress. And then when his wife finds out about it, he ends up buying her a car. He bought her a house. He bought her like some lavish ass shit, right? So he drawled up all his audacity and said, you remember talking to Darius, you remember when you were talking about me when it came to me and my wife's situation? I'm not going to talk about you like that. Let me tell you something, you fat motherfucker and you Johnny Bravo. I'm going to need y'all to go sit the fuck down. Because, sir,
so
you still cheat on your wife. So
I had to Google this man. So you mean to tell me this roly poly?
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm. roly—he ain't got no neck.
Ooh.
Ain't got no neck.
He shake. He's shaped like the Michelin Man.
Yep. He got rolls
okay,
in the
okay,
back
okay,
of his
okay,
neck.
Okay, no, stop. Pause. Pause. Hit the pause button. So, he's shaped like the Michelin Man. He's supposed to be
mm-hmm.
a man of God. He is married.
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
dirty bitch still fucks him? You see what I mean about y'all women ain't shit? You see what I mean? I'm sitting the fuck up now because I'm into this shit. Hold on. This nigga's supposed to be roly-poly. He's supposed to be sanctified. He's supposed to be married. But a bitch still go bust it open for him. You see how ain't shit women are? You see how ain't shit women are? Oh, you see how I flipped that? Y'all don't like that. Y'all ain't got shit to say about that, though, right?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, not at all.
That's the women
yeah, they completely ain't shit.
They ain't shit.
Yeah, especially for roly-poly-oly because I'm going to assume people knew he was married. Now, Johnny Bravo, he might slightly sort of kind of get a pass because I just found out he was married this week. So it could have been like they didn't know he was married. So it might be like one or two of them that might not be shit, but the ones that did know and just didn't give a fuck, no, they still ain't shit. They still ain't shit.
So the only way a woman don't know you married is because you got gloves on? Because she's stupid as all fucking dog shit? Or because you took your ring off? Or because you don't wear a ring? Other than that, I don't see no reason. Because there's four things right there that she don't know you married.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. And here we are. I mean,
yeah.
That's it.
I mean, here's the thing, and some women are stupid, or they choose to ignore it. It's a choice.
Same thing.
It's a choice. I'm telling you, I agree with you. It's a choice. It's a choice in this bitch. She's thinking, oh, he gonna leave her for me. Bitch.
Or it could be worse than that. I know he not leaving. I can't wait till he go downstairs and make a sandwich so I can take some pictures in his wife's bed. I'm getting this nigga. It could be that devious.
Oh, yeah.
Bitches ain't shit. Bitches ain't shit. I'm tell you something, bitches ain't shit. Listen, I'm not even going to tell it. Y'all know
because that's exactly what one of them did. One of them, the pictures that came out, it was her laying in the bed, and then it was pictures of him.
You.
Like, you know how you got
Thank
the
you.
Step stool at the bottom of the bed, and you put your shoes on? Yeah, it was a bunch of those. Like, yeah, she ain't shit. Like, neither one of them is shit.
Go.
So together, they ain't shit. Collectively.
Ain't shit bitches.
Ain't shit bitches.
And ain't shit Johnny Bravo. The two of you. Between y'all motherfuckers
Listen.
And y'all nicknames and y'all fucking what they call that shit? Y'all prognostications and all y'all motherfucking, you know what I'm saying?
Not
y'all be describing
what?
This shit. This shit is fucking, y'all niggas is hilarious.
Nigga, we taking this shit on the road. He is taking the shot.
And then this nigga is on the road. He on the road already. This nigga, he go to all the fucking clubs a week in advance before we do. He in Cincinnati now. Well,
listen.
Lord. Listen, Cincinnati.
We go there next week.
So North Carolina has decided to open up a little bit more. Okay. So now the club, they staying open to 2 a.m. versus closing at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And they can serve alcohol until this time now. So it was 80 fucking degrees today here in North Carolina.
Nigga, it is nice as shit. I swear to God I wanted to do something strange for some change. I was looking for a little fucking broke bitch that was doing laundry and needed a ride from the laundry. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
I'm done with you.
No, I'm saying it sounds bad. It sounds bad, but I was
it sounds
really
bad. Sounds bad.
Hoping somebody needed a ride home. I was like, "Espérate, mami, espérate."
I'm done.
I'm
talking
sorry.
To you. But bring it was a nice day today. But these niggas is out here in the streets, and they for the streets today. So
let me ask y'all this, right? In New Jersey.
Yeah, your questions scare me sometimes, son. I ain't going to hold you.
Now, in Jersey, we still got COVID. Is COVID gone in y'all states? Because
we're getting vaccinated.
Nigga, COVID is like the fucking, what's that shit? The Willy Mammoth, the Yeti, the fucking, know what I'm saying? This shit ain't really real. It's like unicorns and, know what I'm saying, Loch Ness Monster. Ain't no such thing.
No,
COVID.
Niggas,
what are you talking about?
I've seen people die from it. It's stuff out here.
No, it's not real. No. It can't be real. Have you seen Miami recently?
Nigga,
baby.
Unfortunately, I have.
I have a friend of mine. She does contact tracing, and she was telling me the other day that because of Miami, she was saying how they have to go back into training for something else. Like I guess it's a heightened level. And the case workload is 20 times more than it was. I said, shit. So, yeah. I just found out that two people I know have COVID. And one of my coworkers this week, two of my old coworkers this week died from COVID.
See, it's real. That shit's real.
No, they didn't die from COVID.
Okay.
I read the article where they died. I'm not going to spread their business out here like that, but it wasn't COVID.
Okay. That's true, because I be wondering. Because, sometimes I be on Facebook and people just be out and about. They be in restaurants. I'm like, so they don't got COVID where y'all at? It's just in Jersey?
All right, but on some real shit, okay? One.
Two.
Diseases are like bullies. They know who the fuck to pick on. Okay? Y'all following me so far?
Okay.
We listening.
You can do certain things. You can take karate classes. You can take boxing classes. You can be funny so that the bully doesn't bother you. You can have an older brother. There's some things you can do to not get bullied by the bully, okay? Back to virus. You can make your immune system strong. You can keep your vibrations intact. You can not be around dirty fucking people. You can do things to avoid this, you know what I mean? So the same way that you can avoid that bully, you can avoid that. Bullies kill people too. My whole point in saying that is that not to be reckless and go down to Miami. It's not to be, you know what I'm saying, doing shit that you shouldn't be doing. I'm just saying that if we take care of ourselves, we can prevent a lot of things that are happening to us, is my point.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
I get it. Okay. But you got people who are not out here doing that.
Right, but we're not worried about them. We're worried about us.
But listen. Until you have to sit in close quarters with almost 250 people out of a day who don't know how to wash their goddamn hands, cover up their mouth, and when they sneeze and you sitting there with your mask on and you looking at them like, bitch, why you cough? This.
I get it. And so they have a quarterly employees meeting at my job. So they sent out an email asking us for feedback on what the kind of event, because, of course, it's going to be virtual, that they wanted to have. And in the bottom of it, they have, you have any questions? And my question was, is it going to be mandatory that we have to be vaccinated to work here? Because I'm not a fucking fan of any vaccines. And
okay.
I could see it being a situation where they say that for my job, because I know other people's jobs who they say, no, you have to get vaccinated to work here.
Yeah.
Or you can't come in. So that shit is scary to me, for you to tell me either you take some shit into you that historically has been fucking with you, or not have a way to eat because I'm going to fight. What do you do? That's a fucked up position to put somebody in. But,
yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah. I honestly think that my arena job is going to start slowly leaning into that. Because I read, there was an article not too long ago where I think it's the Heat, the Miami Heat. So what they're doing is they're doing a section of the arena where people that are vaccinated, they can sit closer.
Right.
MSG, their staff has to be tested every time they come to work. Like, you get there, you take the test, either you can work and you clock in, or you go into immediate COVID protocol. That's it. That's just what it is. So every single time you come to work.
The choice is yours. I mean, you can also just be, you know, separated from payroll. That's the easy call. It. No, that it sound real nice. Oh, he's been separated from payroll. Nigga, did you just say fired nice?
Separated. Yeah. You've been released from your
That's exactly what happened.
Duty.
So I think that's where they're going to start slowly going. I am very much on the fence about this whole vaccine thing. I know people who are nurses and doctors and pharmacists, they all have it and they're fine. I know people that are teachers that have gotten the vaccine. They've gotten the Moderna one, the two shots, and they're just fine. Like, they have no side effects. And I'm just like, that is wonderful for you, but I still...
Well, you can add somebody to that list. You can ask, because y'all know I'm around people all day long. So, yes, I have been vaccinated. I got my second shot yesterday. I got the Pfizer. And the only thing that I have experienced is that my arm hurts from where I got the shot. That's the only thing I've experienced.
See, I don't know if people are being honest with themselves, because normally, pop up years later. So for someone to say, yeah, such and such took her shot 5 weeks ago and she has no signs. No signs of what, nigga? Of the fact that the shit is still working its way through her body? Side effects from shit like that takes years, months, sometimes, you know what I'm saying, to pop up. So we can't look at something and be like, oh, yeah, they took something in May. And by August, they good, so everybody got to take it. Nah, nigga, that's ain't how it works. You know how long it takes to get fucking lung cancer from cigarettes? And this shit don't happen on Wednesday after you start smoking on then on Friday. It don't happen like that. That shit is a fucking, it take time. Oh, now it grew some. Up, it's getting bigger. Up, and then morphed into something else.
Okay.
I'm not saying this is what's gonna happen. I'm trying to be a doomsday conspiracy motherfucker. I'm just saying that it's not how it works for people to be like, all right, he took his in January, he's still good. It's safe. It don't work like that. Is my only point.
Okay.
But fuck it. I mean, honestly, if somebody was to say, yo, you have to do this or A, B, and C, people then got to start making decisions. You know what I mean? And if you can find a way to proceed without making that decision, go ahead. If you have to do something that you don't want to do to eat, I think that's a fucked up position to put people in. That's why I've been going, you know what I'm saying, to the park. I've been working out. I'm about to go back to my stripping career. Fuck that. I'm about to sling this.
I'm going back.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. He's going back to the street.
Now, you know what, Brian? I fully support you. I got a whole dollar with your name on it.
Not a whole dollar.
I support
dollar.
You, friend.
Not a whole dollar.
Oh.
Did this nigga say she had a fucking dollar?
A single mm-hmm. one.
Nigga, the mm-hmm. shadow of my penis is worth more than a dollar, let alone my penis. Nigga.
Well, I mean, I never seen you work, so we got to start off slow. Like, I got a dollar. If I like it, then I got more, but we going to start with a dollar.
How about we just not start? How about that? How about you keep your little funky-ass dollar? How about that and the rest
of your
fucking
I'm trying to support. Okay.
Wait, I was just joking. Can I get the dollar? I was a little hasty. I apologize.
Okay.
I shouldn't have been so contentious. Oh shit! Yeah, I'm sitting here. So, what's this? A Macy's commercial? It's a bra commercial. Oh, Kohl's. Kohl's. And I'm looking at it, so it's three females, it's two white, two European, and one black woman, one melanated woman. And they, two of them got white sets on, one got, of course, the black shit got the black set on. And I'm saying to myself, that shit ain't real. Because in reality, nigga, one of y'all bitches got a black bottom and a white bra. You know what I'm saying? That shit, you know what I'm saying? Don't be lying to me, your bra commercials. Like, every bitch be out here in sets. Yo, Dre, this is when I need you, Dre. I need him to tell me what percentage of bitches he having on set.
I muted him. Let's go back. All right,
so y'all tell me. Y'all tell me.
This nigga's in the club. Oh.
Dre, you there, Dre?
Yeah.
Dre, let me ask you this question. What percentage of females you know be having matching bra and panty sets?
Shit. They bitch about it.
This nigga with the bougie fucking... Nigga, you got bougie possum? All they fucking sets matching?
I'm just saying. He say he got bougie possum. He still... Oh, Lord.
No, Lord.
You said they always be matching. Say, none of your bitches got no fucking beige panties and black bras.
I have one that had a blue bra, and then she had on some damn white damn drawers. So,
nigga, I'm going to need you to pay more attention. First off, feel me on this, Dre. Ain't no bitch got no bra that match her period panties. That's off back.
No, wait a minute.
Am I wrong?
Wait a minute.
Back it on up.
Because, listen, I got black panties for days. I can throw on a black ass bra, and that shit look like it motherfucking match.
It look like a match. I haven't been proven wrong yet. It's not a match, nigga. It just resembles one. Go ahead, Taylor.
But. They look good together, bitch. And your ass, your simple ass ain't even paid attention.
Still haven't been proven wrong. Please tell us. Go ahead, tell us.
All right, so about this whole bra period thing. Now listen, I got a couple pair that was a set, but I don't know. This one faithful day, like I guess my stars didn't align right. And then the little underoos turned into period panties. So I do got to set that.
Thank
down,
you.
But, yeah.
Nigga, you said it turned into a set? You can't fucking make something
into
a set.
It was a bra and panty set, but the panties turned into period panties is what I'm saying.
Got you. Okay, so you got a default period panty set.
Yeah.
Okay. But you feel what I'm saying? For the most part, that ain't how it works. For the most part,
no,
you don't get it. Like, you know what? I'm only going to wear that bra when I got my period. It don't work like that. Do it.
No.
Because it's usually my ugly. It's not even ugly. I got panties to match my soft bra. And they... You know I love myself,
nigga.
Bro.
Nigga, see, now what you're doing is you're trying to look for shit. I don't even know what the fucking definition of a soft bra is. I ain't got hard titties. I don't know about that.
I said, we talked about this last week. Did we not talk about my soft-ass bras last week that
did
I really enjoyed?
Did I not fall the fuck asleep?
No, nigga, you talked to me. Nigga, you talked about it. Nigga, the fuck?
I'm stupid. I'm sorry.
I hate it here.
Nia's gonna hold me responsible for some shit she said when I was fucking incapacitated. That ain't fair. I can't pass that test never, nigga. I was sleeping. How much drugs and liquor I had last week?
Lord have mercy. I don't know how much liquor and drugs you had last week. So I'm going to need you. If it's getting to that case, then we may need to get you some help.
I need Recovery Centers of America.
Yes. We're going to send you out there to Scottsdale, Arizona, and get you some help.
Oh, shit, you ain't going to send me out there to the golf course.
Get you some help.
Get rehab help.
get you rehabilitated. Matter of fact, I need to get on the charger. Help you get rehabilitated.
Wait, did I tell y'all about my fucking dumb neighbor and how she said her bra size? Did I tell y'all about that?
Yeah, she is a C34.
C30, nigga. Who the fuck says the letter first?
Huh? She the only person. She only one.
Only motherfucker.
Only one out here in these streets.
her and the fucking the bougie possums they be fucking with.
They got them C32s. So.
I got a B-54 bomber ass breast.
Right. See? Told you it was a
double. Oh, shit.
I got to find a doggone box for this shit, though. The fuck? Okay. So this is what I don't understand, how they be sending shit without no adapter on these chargers. The fuck?
No box?
So I bought a new... I bought a new toy, whatever, right? So it has to be charged.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So the shit don't come with no adapter.
So when you say charge, do you mean like plug into the wall charge, or does it like sit in the fucking cradle charge, or do you need a generator to
charge? I got to plug it into the wall to charge it. Like, I got this little thing that you sit it on, but it's connected to a cord, so it's got to be charged.
So it sits in the cradle, and the cradle plugs into the wall.
Yeah.
That's some fucking heavy industrial shit, nigga. What kind of pussy you got?
Wait, which one did you get?
I got the rose.
Oh, the rose.
You said the rose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you going. Okay, yeah.
So I got to charge it.
Oh, and then got the rose growing from a concrete. Oh, I hear that. I hear that, and they got the two-part vibrator. I hear that. That's what's up. Interesting. All right. I got a question for y'all. Y'all ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
If there was a vibrator that, well, not even if. You know how they have those, like, those panties that you could wear in the joints with the vibrator in the panty?
Yes.
All right. Could you see yourself, like, having something like that? So, like, in the middle of the day, you stress the fuck out. You just thought, you know what I'm saying? During the meeting or some shit.
I could.
Just turn it.
Okay. Wait a minute. Am I working at home or am I in the office?
Yes.
Which one?
Uh-huh.
He said either one. Either one. pick one.
Nigga will ask me a question. Like, I'm going to fucking choose which one's a better time. They both sound fun to me, nigga. Just answer.
I've done it because, you know, I work from home. Hell, nigga, I've had sex.
Right.
While
so then answer the other
home.
Side of the question then, nigga. If you had you in the office.
So I have gone out to my car on lunch.
Nigga.
What? I did. Don't judge me.
You the only nigga I know that went to go get her motherfucking purse from her car and bust a nut as she was coming back. Nigga, for real?
Because at that time, I was, you know what I'm saying, listen, so me and the person I was dating at that time, we used to do a lot of shit, and we used to get into a lot of shit together, and yeah, it was one of them days where I was having a bad day. And I was like, look, I'm funny. I need to get this edge off.
Just one of them days.
Just one of them days.
Out of here. Y'all niggas is killing me.
And I was like, yo, I'm about to go on lunch. You free? And they was like, yeah, I'm free. I was like, okay, well, shit. Yeah. I did that shit.
Yo, I'm going to need you to stop ending your sentences. It sounded so wholesome. So, yeah. So, yeah. You sound all nice, you know what I'm saying? Just pure and wholesome. Yeah. How you end your sentence. But the whole beginning, the sentence before that was, yeah, so I had this shit on my pussy, and the nigga was on his way over. Yeah. Like, this nigga, the way she be ending her sentences, son, it's killing me.
Sorry.
I'm done. I just can't do it.
What? I mean,
all right, there we go. Nothing. All right, so what about you, Taylor?
I definitely would. I would try it, whether I was home or if I was at the office. I would try it at least once to see what happened. I would try it.
Talking that bullshit you don't want to hear about. You just tune them out and turn on your motherfucking, hit your click switch.
Yep. Absolutely.
I ain't gonna lie. There's been times I've been
you
like
know what?
In
I would like to do that. I think like when the world, like if we're able to go back out, like on dates and shit, I would like to do that. But I would give Mark the remote. I would give him the remote.
You just asked for fucking trouble.
I mean, not trouble. It's just...
No, it's trouble, nigga. It's trouble. That nigga will have you fucking coming while you online at the fucking valet waiting for the car.
What? That sounds like fun.
Hey, that sounds like fun times at the whatever we going to.
See, I forgot. What? I was talking to, you know what I'm saying, a very experienced woman. My apologies. You're right. That sounds
okay.
Fun. Let's get you one. Amazon. Alexa, order me a pussy panties.
This dumb nigga here. Yeah, I mean, it just happens that way sometimes. Yeah, it just happens. Like I said, one of my relationships was very interesting. Stayed interesting for a real long time. Real long time. Hated that I had to let it go. Broke my heart. Tore me up on the inside. You don't believe me? What is this you done sent me, girl?
Something else you can get that I got, and I like it. I like it.
I don't need another other thing. I'm not ordering nothing else.
All right. All right,
okay.
So look.
I'm just saying.
I told myself I'm about to walk down to 7-Eleven because I need to go, all right? So I said, fucking, I don't want to drive because I don't want to lose my parking spot, so I'm going to walk. So I put y'all on mute, came out the house, walked past my dudes standing outside, whatever, blah, blah, blah. First of all, it's midnight. Mm-hmm. Y'all niggas still standing outside. I'm a little worried about maybe I live in the hood. Neither here nor there. That being said, these niggas is having the illest conversation. I should have unmuted y'all so y'all could have heard the conversation. So one of my dudes, he's standing outside. He talking about one of the chicks that lives in the other building. The chick got to be at least 498 pounds. At least. Okay.
Okay.
This nigga's outside talking like he's fucking Billy Badass. Yeah, she do whatever the fuck I say do. She know she like this dick. And I'm saying to myself, nigga, she probably don't even feel a dick 498 fucking pounds.
Oh,
she just
mad
that somebody show her attention. She just mad that she has to feel a human hands on her fucking putty flesh. What the fuck you mean she do what the fuck you say? Yes, she do, because she ain't got no options, nigga. I'm sorry, did I just say that? Out loud? My bad, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. She, what you mean she ain't got no options? Somebody want her?
Nigga, she, you wrong. I'm wrong. You're right. She do has options. Option one is him. Option two is her to call Alexa to get them pussy panties you just talk about. But she got to get that extra, extra, extra large.
But she got to go get them, though. She got to go get the package, so that might not be it then.
Excuse me. She don't got to get a C-38. She need a Z-49.
Wow.
Panties.
Wow.
I'm stupid. I really need to grow up.
But she probably need a C-6.
I bet you her period panties match her fucking bra. Because she ain't got for one pair. Big bitch.
Sick of you. Sick of you. Done.
I'm sorry. She's a nice lady. She just big as shit. Though. Ooh, this nigga went outside talking about it. No, she could probably hear the motherfucker from my window. Niggas ain't got no. Niggas ain't shit. Fucking Derrick Jackson. Niggas ain't shit.
Yeah, that nigga.
But it made me feel good because I don't. You know what I'm saying? As much not shit as I am, I realize that nobody is more shit than I am. So we're all fucked up. It's just about finding somebody who's fucked up to the levels that you can withstand it. That's all it is. And his wife, she's able to withstand it for whatever reason. You know what I mean? These other women who are out here supporting him, they're able to withstand it. Those who ain't able, I can't knock you because he is full of shit. But he who is without shit, cast the first toilet paper.
Catch the first toilet paper. That's what you said.
I don't need y'all to laugh. Y'all know I laugh at my own shit. Oh, yo, fuck. I know funny when I hear it.
Nigga, we laugh at our own shit. Listen, and some of the shit, we don't even, listen, and we don't even realize the shit we be saying until that shit come out. And you be like, yo, the fuck did I just say?
Like, yo, did I just say that shit? I'm stupid.
I am dumb. Like, so that whole Johnny Bravo thing, that was just like, I'm sitting here thinking, that nigga got a little head. He got these big ass fingers. I bet he got little legs. Johnny Bravo. You know what I'm saying? Like, you who put shit like that together?
I'm done.
Nobody. That's why we taking this shit on the road. Matter of fact, we taking this shit on the road. Ron,
soon as it open up.
Listen, nigga, if you willing to drive to New Jersey, we taking this shit on the road.
I'm willing to drive. Nigga, I got time. I can take time off of work. All I got to do is, you know what I'm saying, let me know when
I can
have the right amount of marijuana in my possession.
Okay, so Keisha Taylor, my plus one right there.
There it is. Okay. So there it is. So there it is.
There it is. Right there.
All right. See,
there you go.
And
there we are. Yeah, I'm about to walk into this 7-Eleven. I want y'all to come with me because there may be some dumb shit that goes on in here.
Okay, we going. We with you. We with you. We still here. We still here. We're not going to cue the white lady until we know you safely back in the house. How about that? How about that?
You going to wait to cue the white lady?
We're going to wait to cue the white lady until you get back in the house. That is like the biggest oxymoron in the world. Right now.
Ain't that the truth?
Yo,
the why got fucking Alaskan pollock fish bites in 7-Eleven?
Ew.
It's something they supposed to start making. I think it's somewhere in Texas. They doing a taco drive-thru for 7-Eleven.
Well, they got little mini tacos there. I'm looking at the shit right now. You got like 10 of them for $2 or some type of shit like that.
10 for $2? The fuck?
Yeah, the little mini joints, the little taquitos.
No, nigga, I don't eat. I don't. So the only gas station restaurant that I eat from, nigga, get out the fucking doorway. So
I was just saying the same thing. Yo, you stupid. That's how you can tell that you, at work you be a hazard. You are dangerous at work. Like, nigga, get out the doorway.
Yo,
you are stupid because he was standing right there too. Yo,
get the fuck out the way. Go.
Oh shit, nigga, giving me a headache with the fucking ding dong.
Nigga, if you either coming in or you going out, which one you doing? Okay.
But all this other shit is not necessary.
Right. So the other day, so let's talk about nigga.
It's a delivery man. Be easy.
You running it out. Oh, they got that spring door.
Like, it's midnight. How do y'all have this much activity?
Right. So the.
Give me a blue man.
The only restaurant gas station I will eat from is Sheetz. Y'all may not know what a Sheetz is because I don't think they have them up for us.
Yes, they do. I fucks with Sheetz. Sheetz got some banging-ass motherfucking sandwiches.
Listen, them mozzarella sticks. Listen.
Nigga, fuck the mozzarella sticks. The Wisconsin cheddar bites, nigga.
I ain't never had them. I always get the mozzarella sticks.
Listen, either one of them.
The
Wisconsin bites. The mozzarella sticks or the fucking I also get like the curly fries with a cup of cheddar. Nigga, any of that shit will bind you up. Nigga, you ain't shitting for 8 hours after any of that. Yeah, bind you right the fuck up.
And my fat ass always wants to get two, so I always get late. So
right, so now you ain't shitting for 16 hours.
So by the time, because I usually stop at the one when I'm going, it depends on what time I got to be at work, right? So if it's like I got to be at work in the afternoon, I'm like, oh, so I don't have to get nothing to eat at the airport. I'm going to stop at the Sheetz. And I'm going to get me 2 orders of mozzarella sticks with ranch dressing and a Coke Zero or a Cherry Coke Zero.
But you could just get you the appetizer joint. Well, you get 3 sides.
Now,
so you can
now you can, because they usually didn't have that because it's 3 for $5, something like
that.
You
know what I'm saying? This is real greedy people talk right here. Yeah, fat boy talk on deck, nigga. I know, nigga.
I didn't get these sides in his ass from just sitting around eating salads and shit. So, fuck.
Listen, I ain't get this big ass dick by not eating pussy. Oh, my bad. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
Wait a minute.
That ain't got nothing to do with this. That ain't got nothing to do with what the fuck you was just about to say.
My bad. I got sidetracked. My bad.
Nothing. That's on the other end of the spectrum, and we ain't even there on this. We ain't there.
Wait, but you see it got that nigga attention. She was like, wait a minute.
She was like, these fat folks over here talking about food. But the moment somebody
we talking about cheese, she's like, you don't mind want no fucking cheese, fuck queso and dairy. After talking about dick, she said,
I'm listening.
Penis?
No. I fuck with cheese. Oh, I love me some cheese. That story was entertaining. Please tell me about this place and these mozzarella sticks. When you start talking about the mother shit, Ron, that's when I got offended. Hey, can we go back to the cheese, though? Can we finish talking about the mozzarella stick?
Can we go back to the fact that they say talking about putting cheese on the French fries?
Oh,
yes.
Shit.
Now we in business. Damn what
so,
you was
yeah,
talking about,
this,
Ron.
This little,
stupid.
Oh, my God, that gas station is everything. Like, it's just, and
right,
you
so
know, you can
this.
Order from the app.
Have you ever had Wawa? You ever had Wawa?
No,
I haven't.
Nigga, yo, Wawa got a tomato basil soup. Nigga.
That's why he called
ooh,
it
that
tomato.
That sounds
oh
like
God.
A tasty.
Like, I like the tomato and basil together. Like, I really like that together.
Yes.
People don't understand. They like, that's bougie and stuck up. No, that's not. That's
nah,
not supposed
stupid.
To happen. And they stupid. They don't.
Now, listen. Here's what you do, though. You get you tomatoes, like sliced tomatoes. And Maj, me and you, we get down with the sliced tomatoes. You slice
hey, some
tomatoes.
On mayonnaise and salt and pepper.
Listen, now you get some mozzarella cheese.
Now
here's what you do. You cut up the basil. Now you chop it up real nice and neat. And
uh-huh.
you put a little olive
nice,
oil
nice
on top.
Yes,
that's
you're right.
A party.
So far.
That's a
crack
party.
Pepper
that's a party.
Crack
that's
pepper
a party.
And a little, you know what I'm saying, a little ground salt on that bitch. Nigga.
Oh,
we good eating right
oh.
there.
Listen.
Yes,
that is a party.
I was talking
to
my dude earlier.
I never had Wawa, but I know Supreme loves Wawa. Like, anytime he's on the road, like, everything is a Wawa.
Listen, if it's late at night and I'm on some, you know what I'm saying, I need to eat shit and ain't nothing else open, it's either Sheets or Wawa. And recently, Wawa was on that shit where they starting to shut down their kitchen between this hour and this hour. But Sheets is still open. But either one of them, for 2:30 in the morning, nigga, you ain't going wrong for either one of them.
Listen, nigga. So okay. I'm about to tell on myself bad. So y'all know I have adventures sometimes. You know, I go out on adventures.
Who, you?
I want to.
No.
Yeah, I go out on adventures sometimes. So, what is it? Every time after the adventure, right, I be wanting some mozzarella sticks and a slushie from the Sheets. Every time. I said, I don't know about what it is about the adventure that brings it out. But it happened.
Mm-hmm.
If this nigga talking one more double entendre, I swear to God I'm going to do this phone and choke her.
What?
Nothing.
I like the fact that she calling them adventures.
Thank you.
It's an adventure. No, you going to go do some ball-headed hoe shit. Like, just say you going to go do some ball-headed hoe shit. That's not an adventure.
Thank you.
You going to do some ball-headed
hoe shit. And Taylor, did you hear how she said sticks? Mozzarella, sticks. Like, okay, yeah, for real, you had to say sticks like that? No, all right, no doubt.
Yep. Like that.
And a slushy.
And
a slushy with your hot ass. Of course,
and
you need a slushy with your hot ass.
Hey.
With your hot ass.
Whatever. Whatever.
Adventure. Nigga, had adventure. And excursion.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, you want to go do some ball-headed hoe shit. Just say.
Thank you. Call a pig a pig, right?
I'm not ball-headed.
If
I
it
got
quack
hair.
Like a
oh,
duck and
head.
Walk like a duck, it ain't a fucking elephant.
Nigga, what?
Don't be nigga what? I mean, you heard what I said, nigga. You the one calling shit. Wait, you know what that was the equivalent to, Taylor?
What?
An entanglement.
Yes.
What?
That's what that should be equivalent to, an entanglement.
Exactly.
Entanglement.
Entanglement.
No.
adventure.
No, it's just an adventure, you know? Just an adventure. Never really know where I'm going to end up at, you know? I just know when I get back home, I can pass by the sheets to get home.
Yo, I ain't going to tell you that shit. So, boom. So, all right. We're going to leave it on this and I'm back home, right? All right. Now, Iman, you said you have or you have not had Wawa?
I have not.
All right. So, I'm going to give the suggestions for Wawa and you give the suggestions for Sheets, all right?
Okay.
So, at Wawa, as y'all know, I don't eat chicken, but my daughter was sick the other day and I got her the chicken soup there. She said it was pretty good. Also, what I like about Wawa is that they got their little area where you can go take your little saltine crackers. And for a nigga who likes tomato basil soup, sometimes I don't need just two crackers. Sometimes I need 16 crackers. So that's 8 packs of them shits I got to take. And you can take as many as you want. No, I purchased it. It comes with the purchase of said soup. Please, don't disparage my name like that. Now, also what I would suggest, I just went the other day, and for those of us who eat, who don't eat very much meat, they got plant-based sausage. Nigga.
Oh, Lord, the soy sausage.
I got soy a fucking, what was it? It was like a, it was a breakfast burrito, nigga. Nigga. If you never had a breakfast burrito at 3 in the fucking morning with your eyes red like the fucking devil's back, nigga, that's the bangingest shit you can ever have. I'm just telling y'all, breakfast burrito with the fucking the fake meat in it, what they call it, marvelous meat or bodacious beef or
beyond
something like
meat.
That. I don't know. Yeah, beyond. Yeah, there you go. I know something with the beef. Nigga. Delicious. And then lastly, I always get the tuna salad, but the chicken salad I heard is pretty good too. On a hero, Wawa's, nigga, Wawa's.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So you already know that I love the mozzarella sticks at Sheets. Okay. You already know that. I would also suggest any of their sandwiches. They make some of the best freaking subs. I know Ron doesn't eat like ham and all that shit, but they make some of the best sub sandwiches. You can get some hot, you can get some cold.
Mm-hmm,
they got hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
They got pizza.
Mm-hmm.
They got... You know, he's talking about the cheese bites and shit. Like,
mm-hmm.
So much food. Listen, my fat ass likes milkshakes. They got motherfucking
mm-hmm.
milkshakes that be thick and good. Telling y'all, I ain't get chunky just because some overnight shit. It's just so much of shit that you can choose from. You can spend 20 minutes trying to decide what the fuck do I want to eat, just scrolling through the menu.
I ain't gonna hold you. That they get me in trouble because I'd be like, oh, I didn't know they had that.
Mm-hmm,
oh, I didn't know they had that. Oh, they got that
mm-hmm.
too.
And they got salads.
Oh, shit.
They not just out here
and
selling
greasy
shit.
They
got salads too. Y'all know I eat a salad every day. Salad.
And not just a milkshake. They'll make you a smoothie, too.
Yeah, they will. And they got their own special brew of fucking coffee. I don't drink coffee.
They do.
But it smells good.
And that Sheets coffee ain't bad, nigga.
Oh, I ain't never drank
it. It ain't bad.
I don't drink coffee. I'm more of a tea person. So... I don't drink coffee.
I'm just leaving on this note because this is probably the proper way to leave it. Nigga, in the morning, a cup of coffee and a black and mild, and my bowels are on your mark, get set, go. Oh, my God. Nigga.
Lord, some mercy. Church.
I wake up in the morning, I usually evacuate, but then I get in my truck, I got my cup of coffee and my black, I get to the office, I'm like, oh, there's more. Well, what do you know? Round two.
I'm done talking to you. I am absolutely done.
What do you know?
You.
There goes the rest of last night's dinner. There go the rest of sheets. There go the Wisconsin cheese bites. Is that a mozzarella stick?
First of all, why is it still whole? Definitely, that you need to try to figure out why your
you know what? We're done.
And why
where is the white woman?
The fuck out
we're done.
When he came out, right? Maybe he used the mozzarella stick to knock your ass.
Nigga, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
Why
your
are you
body?
Still conscious, nigga?
What's wrong with you? Jesus.
Oh, shit.
It's me.
You going right along with me, but it's me. It's not us.
It's you.
See what I'm saying? It's not us. It's not us.
No, that's
not
nigga. That's you. I'm not, no. Nigga, that's you.
Okay. It's me.
It's you.
It ain't your man over there at the barbecue / repass / DJ bar mitzvah. It ain't that shit, right?
Y'all listen, we'll talk about that another time.
Y'all ain't gonna throw black people will combine some shit. We will, won't we?
No, not this black person. No.
You will not me include you will not include me in that bullshit.
No, you will not. Not this black person. I'm not going to the funeral cookout. The fuck? Where are we at? I'm glad you didn't invite me to that shit. Don't invite me to this one.
Oh,
don't invite
shit.
Me.
The funeral / repast
slash
cookout.
To the graduation / strip party, fucking bachelor party.
Tattoo party, baby shower. What? The fuck?
Gender reveal cookout. Oh shit!
No, I remember.
I
had a friend of mine. She was saying she was going to a house party, right? So she was like, "You want to come through?" This was when the world was open. I was like, "All right, well, you know what? I ain't doing nothing. I ain't working. I'll go." While we get there, and I'm like, "Okay," it wound up being a tattoo party, right? Now, I was like, okay. So everybody
was
just lining up.
What was it supposed to be? It was supposed to be a tattoo party.
Yeah, it was a house party. Right. I was told it was a house party, but it was actually
a
tattoo
party. Got you.
So people are now picking out what kind of tattoo they want to get, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, all right. They was like, you getting a tattoo? I was like, mm-mm, no, not me. And I noticed that he came in with this one little case, right?
Oh, Lord.
And that was the first strike for me because I feel like when I got my tattoo, at the time I only had one. I was like, you know, the thing is pretty big. Like, dude pulled out, like, a whole briefcase type situation.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Shut up, nigga.
And I'm looking at all these people in this line to get tattoos. I was like, yeah, no, I'm going to go. Like, he didn't have extra nothing. He came with the tattoo gun and paint. You don't got no needles with you. I didn't see
Mm-mm.
you using no alcohol.
Nigga, y'all
no.
all getting hepatitis. Fuck that.
That's
everybody
okay.
Hep C.
All y'all got hepatitis C.
So
everybody.
Then I was like, you know what?
Or your
I was
mom
like,
get
maybe,
that sneeze.
I was like, maybe I'm being judgy, right? Maybe I'm being judgy. Because, like, this is her people's, and, you know, I still didn't get a tattoo, but I stayed a little while longer. Why this dog just came
dog.
Out of nowhere? So,
dog
a dog. Like a dog. So the dog, I guess, was in another room, and I guess he just decided he wanted to go see what all the commotion was about. So I'm sitting there minding my business, and this whole pit bull comes out of the room and then just hops up on the couch. I was like, oh, I'm really ready to go. The dog goes over to the dude that's doing the tattoos and licks the dude that's doing the tattoos. I was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Thanks.
I got that.
You was being judgmental, you said?
I thought I was, but then I realized
but
I wasn't.
No, but you are allowed to be judgmental when niggas are acting niggery.
Yeah,
you're allowed.
They out here niggering.
It's allowed.
They out here niggering, and they were niggering.
Thank you.
They
when niggas are niggering,
niggerish.
Judgmental
you can judge.
Zone is in effect.
Judge.
Yes, you can judge.
No, you can judge.
When
yeah.
I tell you I got home that night, and I don't know if y'all ever seen the movie The Crying Game. I was in the shower just a scrubbing and praying to Jesus.
Stupid.
The next day, I went to the doctor. I was like, listen, I need a full workup. I didn't touch nothing. I didn't do nothing. But I just want to know that I'm safe because I seen some wild shit last night. Like, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
If
and
I went
like,
to the doctor every night after I see some wild shit, nigga, I wouldn't leave the hospital.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, yo, and the dog was just chilling. Like, all right, so the dog was cool with all these people being in the house? Okay. I'm just like, uh-uh.
It's
the
dog's house.
But I'm going to assume, like, yeah, it's the dog's house, but at the same time, it's a whole house party. So it's like mad people. So the dog was okay with everybody in there?
Everybody. Except for the nigga doing the fucking... The tattoo, that's why he licked him.
And I'm like, yo, this nigga don't have a change of needles or nothing. I'm like, uh-uh.
Tattoos with a Hep C needle, the gift that keeps on giving.
Terrible.
Anyway, ladies, it has been a beautiful evening. I'm about to do some more drugs.
Oh, Lord.
Finish up this bottle of Jack Daniel, honey. And call it a night. I may do some bullheaded hoe shit, but I won't call it an adventure.
Fuck you, fucking bitch.
I won't call it an adventure.
You said again,
was that some bullshit, Taylor? Taylor, was that some bullshit?
It was some bullshit.
It was some bullshit.
It was some bullshit. An adventure.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I have them. Sure.
Oh, shit. An adventure. Went on an excursion.
What's
had adventures. Marvelous.
I think next week is Good Friday. So I don't. Yeah, it's Good Friday. So, y'all want to play about your next week?
We need some good
yeah.
in our life. I know I need some Lord in my life. I don't know which Lord y'all celebrate for Good Friday, but I think it's one of them, right? It's one of them.
This nigga here. Let's play it by ear. And we may be here. We may not. It just depends on where some of us are in the world at the time.
Yes.
Because I am on call next Friday. I go on call Friday till Sunday. So we shall see.
Maybe we could have a guest. Drake could have one of his bougie possums be the guest.
Oh, shit. I'm done here. We're going to bed. Y'all have a good night. We'll be back. When this nigga's doing drugs, we're going to let him do his drugs and do his ball and his whole
Cause that right there.
Right.
Why
there,
you had to say it like that though, son? This nigga's doing drugs. You just judgmental as shit, ain't you? You fucking adventurer.
Yep. I have adventures. So leave me alone. So y'all
your adventurous ass wanted those stones.
Whatever. Y'all be good. Enjoy your week. Enjoy your weekend.
Yes.
Enjoy some of the sunshine that's going on out here. And be good. Okay? All right. Bye, black people. We'll see you next
Deuces.
Week.
Good night.